a little boy put his head down on the ground and rolled over. That's a...
I guess I'm a celibate.
And if you bought something, the storekeeper gave you a little something extra, he'd say that's for...
That's for lagniappe here.
Yes, that's a good Louisiana term.
Yes.
What does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawl.
All right. Let's see, I'm going to... I have to skip over some of this because we're about to go in just a minute. If a man met a girl at a party and wanted to escort her home, what would he say? May I?
May I see you home? And if he wanted to come back, he'd try to make a date.
Mm-hmm. And if there were a boat and you wanted to get on land, you'd tie a rope to it and...
and pull it.
Mm-hmm. And if your car was stuck in the mud, you'd get behind it and
push it.
Yes.
The cab driver is just waiting on his own out there. He knew he was around.
Good, okay. If the children were about to get too close to the stove and it was hot, you might say, don't
touch the stove or watch out.
Good. If you needed a knife, you might say to me, go
get.
Mm-hmm. If you're playing tag or hide and seek, what is the tree or thing you would touch to be safe?
Base.
Okay. If we were going to meet somewhere, I'd say if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
Mm-hmm. If a child is trying to escape punishment, he might say, give me another
chance.
Mm-hmm. And if he always sees the point of a joke, he has a good sense of
humor.
If there's somebody you really would wish would go away, you say, I wish I could
get rid of that guy.
Mm-hmm. If you wrote somebody a letter, you'd say, it's time I was getting
an answer.
And then you might write on the envelope, you'd write
his address.
Did you ever hear anybody say, back the letter to me and address the letter?
Well, I've heard that, but very rarely.
What do they usually say?
Back the letter, and they seal it and to send it off.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean address the letter?
Well, I thought it was not so much that as to seal it.
Mm. Oh, okay. What would one child call another child who told on him?
Tattletale.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to get a bouquet for your dinner table, you'd go out in the garden and...
pick flowers.
Mm-hmm. What would you call something a child plays with?
A toy.
Ever hear that called a play pretty?
No.
Okay. I have a feeling that in view of time that we will need to call it a day. But I certainly thank you very much for all your help.
Well, I enjoyed it. I hope you got something out of my chatter.
Yes, very, very good. Uh-huh.
I was wondering if probably you shouldn't talk to someone who is still decidedly more French. Or do you find I have an accent?
I think you have some accent.
Yes, but not very great.
Not terribly, no. No. Certainly very fluent English.
But this man that I know, he's president of a big sugar company.
Mm.
And he comes from Lafayette, Louisiana, which is where the southwestern Louisiana university is. But he was came up in a French family. He speaks French,
mm-hmm.
also some Spanish. But his speech is very, very interesting, the way he pronounces and his intonations. And so.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice if we could interview some more people, but we really have got to stop at this point.
Yes.
Because we really should have finished all our interviewing several years ago, but the New Orleans sample just needed some more.
Mm.
So that's the reason I've come to do the interviews here.
There was a girl who lived in Daphne, Alabama, which is right across from Mobile. And she was from Scotland. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I said, for goodness sake, never, never lose your Scotch burr, because it's so charming. It was delightful to hear her speak. And I said, I hope you never lose it. And if you could only transfer it to your kids, it would be